You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 5th of February, 2021, and you're watching American Journal on InfoWars band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. What a show I have for you today. Some of the most shocking headlines I've ever seen have come out over the last 24 hours. And then, of course, we will be doing our weekly week in review in the third hour. In the second hour, I'll be joined by Gerald Celente of Trends Research, and he will be taking your calls for the entire second hour. And he is a wealth of knowledge about markets, trends, and all sorts of other forces that rule our world. And so please be thinking of anything you'd like to be asking him. Of course, the big story from last night was the big struggle session, the group therapy that we were forced to watch from our leaders in Washington. And I think the entire state of the nation can be summed up with two brief video clips. This is a succinct visualization of our country's fall from grace and our nation's collapse into immaturity and pettiness. First, let's take a look at how this country began with this clip.
Shall we learn the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope? Sir, we are not weak if we make use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country as that which we possess, is invincible to any force our army can send against us. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations, who will raise up our friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the brave alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave.
That was Patrick Henry, one of our founding fathers, during his Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. That's how our country began. Here's where our country is now.
Mentioning him by name, each one paralyzed me each time. So what happened on January 6th, all I could do was thank Allah that I wasn't here. I felt overwhelming relief, and I feel bad for Alexandria, so many of my colleagues that were here. But as I saw it, I thought to myself, thank God I am not there. I saw the images that they didn't get to see until later.
Wow. She wasn't even there. Breaking down in tears, a comforting hand from her fellow socialists as they weep because what? Because what? Because Trump supporters wandered around the Capitol. It's official now. The only person to have actually died during the January 6th insurrection coup was a Trump supporter who was murdered in cold blood at point blank range by a security guard with a gun. The other Trump supporter who died during this was a police officer who died from a heart attack, even though it was reported widely that he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. Lie upon lie upon lie, creating a fabricated threat of white supremacy. I mean, it's like not only is the threat not there, the threat's not there, right? Like the Trump supporters weren't actually trying to hurt anybody. Trump supporters weren't actually doing anything dangerous or deadly, or they weren't armed. They weren't organized. They're literally here. You can see like not even knocking over the silk ropes, barring them from getting to the statues that are there. So not only is the entire threat magnified beyond any possible recognition, then they say it's white supremacist and it's white nationalism, when even if there was a threat, it would have nothing to do with that because these are Trump supporters of all race, colors, and creed. So our country has fallen beyond all recognition, and we're just starting to learn the true price that we're going to pay for that. We'll get to the Daily Dispatch in 1 minute, and you'll see. You'll see just how bad things really look.
I jump into my bathroom. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are reporting live from behind the enemy lines, from beyond the point of no return. From here, within the now absolutely captured United States by the globalist cabal, it is InfoWars, band.video. It's The American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Give us a call. We'll try to get to as many of your calls in the first hour as possible. And then the second hour, you will have an entire, the entire time to ask Gerald Celente of Trends Research any questions you may have or make any comments you may wish to, air. The number to dial 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. But first, we begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Roll the stinger. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, oh, teasing you here. Here it is, your daily dispatch. All right. Just do it. Okay, there it is. Good enough. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 5th of February, 2021. From the Associated Press, the U.S. House votes to remove Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from committees for spreading violent racist rhetoric. Violent racist rhetoric, by which of course they mean she questioned the mainstream media in their narrative in highly contentious and widely publicized mass events. The Democratic-led House, drawing a line, the AP reports, kicks Greene off committees. A fiercely divided House tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both her committees Thursday, an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories, underscoring the political vise her inflammatory commentary has clamped her party into. Nearly all Republicans voted against the Democratic move, but none defended her lengthy history of outrageous social media posts, outrageous posts such as suggesting that the mainstream media would cover up for Hillary Clinton. How dare she? By saying she didn't think Stephen Paddock acted alone. What? You're not allowed to question the mainstream media, ma'am. You are kicked off of all of your committees. But of course, what they're burying here is the lead of the story, which is that not a single Republican voted against this, meaning that the Democratic Party just unilaterally removed a Republican from all of her committees because she dared question the mainstream narrative on certain major news stories over the last few years. This is an incredible precedent that is being set, a dangerous one for sure. Of course, there's lots of Republicans saying, well, what if we do it to Democrats? I wish you would, you absolute cowards. You're never going to. You have more than enough reason to. You have Eric Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese spy for years. You have Dianne Feinstein with a Chinese spy as a limo driver for 20 years. You have Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, but people who blatantly despise the United States and have openly committed fraud in order to circumvent the immigration system. Crime after crime after crime goes not just unpunished, but in fact rewarded by their Democratic colleagues. And the Republicans not only don't hold them to account, they hardly even make a peep about it. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about the precedent being set here. What I am worried about is the fact that the cowardly Republicans in Congress are letting them get away with this. And of course, what is the Democratic response? Representative Jimmy Gomez says Marjorie Taylor's loss of committee seats is a good first step, but she deserves expulsion. Yeah, they're not slowing down anytime soon. This is what we call feeding the insatiable beast. Removing her from committees is not enough, he says. It's a great first step because someone who peddles in lies and conspiracy theories should not have a platform to try to influence the education policy of the United States. But it's not enough. He's going to vote to censure her and is hoping to eject her from the Congress entirely because obviously the people of North Georgia don't deserve to have the person they elected actually in office. And need I illustrate the irony of a Congress who was absolutely obsessed with a blatant and the most disproven conspiracy theory of all time, which is, of course, the Russian collusion conspiracy theory. It's like, we can't allow conspiracy theories in here. We're busy trying to figure out if Putin is controlling Trump. Okay. Yeah, right. This is where we are in the world. And then, of course, there's just all these images of literally things like the web of denial as they're like drawing lines in between Russians and Trump supporters. And it's just like, okay, but no conspiracy theories when you question the mainstream narrative or when you point out the collusion between the Democrats and the mainstream. Absolutely absurd. Green has come out saying, if this Congress is to tolerate members who have condoned riots that have hurt the American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and regret a few years ago, I think we're in for a real big problem, a very big problem. Yeah. Yeah, I think that might be true, Miss Green. I think we might be in for a hell of a ride the next couple years, especially with headlines like this. Tucker Carlson reveals Bank of America handed over their customers' data to the feds after Capitol protest. Bank of America searched through their customers' data for purchases that may have been related to the Capitol protest and handed their private information over to the feds. In the days after the January 6th riot in the Capitol, Bank of America went through its own customers' financial and transaction records. These were the private records of Americans who had committed no crime, people who, as far as we know, had absolutely nothing to do with what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. But at the request of federal investigators, Bank of America searched its databases for people who fit a specific profile. This is setting a precedent that is beyond description, truly. But of course, we're talking about it daily here. The merger of the corporate and financial sectors of our society with the government to form one singular mass, one singular cannon array that is aimed squarely at the American people. And this is just the next step up. Here's a headline from CNN. Leading baby food manufacturers knowingly sold products with high level of toxic metals, a congressional investigation found. Dangerous levels of toxic metals like arsenic, lead, cadmium, and mercury exist in baby foods at levels that exceed what experts and governing bodies say are permissible. They say this is shocking because they show evidence that some baby foods contain hundreds of parts per billion of dangerous metals. They say, yet we know that in a lot of cases, we should not have anything more than a single digit parts per billion in any of these metals in our food. Just wait until they find out about the vaccines, about the fluoride in the water, and about what atrazine does to frogs. They are in for a rude awakening. Here's an alert you won't see on the mainstream media. Man Trump hired to lower drug prices found dead. Cleveland.com has reported that Daniel Best, a former pharmaceutical executive hired by President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and charged with finding ways to lower prescription drug prices, has killed himself. Best joined the HHS in March. 2 months ago, Best delivered a speech outlining ways to lower costs, make it easier for generics and biosimilar drugs to enter the market, and rethinking the drug rebate programs to serve that serve to drive up prices. Now he's dead. On Thursday, Washington, D.C.'s Office of the Chief Medical Examiner said Best died from multiple blunt force injuries and ruled his death a suicide. Folks, if you want to go down a very deep and disturbing rabbit hole, go ahead and look up suspicious deaths associated with the pharmaceutical industry. That's a whole show by itself. Exclusive from Breitbart, Special Forces warned against using Pepe the Frog, Three Percenters, and other extremist symbols. That's right, an Army commander recently briefed U.S. Special Forces candidates and trainees they could be detained or chaptered out of the Army if they are found affiliated with certain imagery popular on the political right that is now considered to be associated with extremism. That is, it's not associated with extremism. Oh, but now it is. The briefing by Army Colonel Mike Henry, MD, Deputy Commander of Special Warfare Medical Group, came just 2 days after Joe Biden was inaugurated. A force familiar with the briefing said, "We're going to have to extend this daily dispatch into the next segment briefly because it will amaze, shock, and hopefully terrify you what symbols they determined were enough to not just kick you out of the Army, detain you. That means arrest you. You're going to be arrested for that meme, sir." Yeah, it's a brave new world, folks. Stay with us. More on the other side.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to continue with our daily dispatch as it is a lengthy one today. We'll also be taking your calls in the second half of this hour to find out any comments or information you may have for us. And then in the second hour of the show, Gerald Celente will be joining us. We already have a few people on the line wanting to ask questions for him, so we'll hold you over until the second hour. But if you do want to call in with any comments or observations you may have, the number to dial 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. And now we get back into the Daily Dispatch with this exclusive from Breitbart that Army Commander, Army Colonel Mike Henry, Deputy Commander of the Special Warfare Medical Group, issued a statement condemning these symbols and actually threatening them with jail for being associated with them. Henry, quote, told us that if anyone gets caught wearing, buying, selling, affiliated with in any way, any of these things on the list, that the first thing he's going to do is chapter us out of the Army. The second thing, he's going to handle the investigation by sending it over to the DHS. He didn't quite outright say we'd be arrested, but he did use the word detained. So this actually comes from, I love this, the three percenters symbol is one of them. Of course, 3% refers to the number of people in the American colonies that were actually engaged in the Revolutionary War. It is a purely American symbol, a symbol of America. But progressive watchdog groups, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League have deemed 3%ers as part of an anti-government militia movement. So, I mean, if the SPLC and ADL, privately held hate groups, deem it bad, I guess our government has no choice but to respond with violence. Other imageries on this slide, along with the 3% percenter symbol, are images associated with QAnon, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the National Social Club 131, the Kekistani flag, the Boogaloo Movement, the National Socialist Order 1488, the swastika, the Sonnenrad or Sunwheel, the SS, the Celtic Cross. The Celtic Cross, by the way, just, you know, an ancient Christian symbol. The okay hand symbol. That's right. You can't do the okay hand symbol anymore. You will be arrested if you're in the Army. The Archangel Michael cross. So I guess that's just another Christian symbol. The Othala ruin, the Norse Algis ruin or Totenkopf, the Universal Order symbol, the nuclear symbol, and the parentheses echo that's used to denote Jewish people on the internet. So there you go. You will now be kicked out of the Army and possibly arrested if you dare show any love for your European heritage or your Christian beliefs or Pepe the Frog, the Kekistani flag, or the Oath Keepers of all things. So, yes, the ADL. So when I talk about the corporate government merger, what you have to realize is that within that merger are the non-governmental organizations like the ADL and SPLC that are now directing our military and our law enforcement to eliminate their political enemies. Okay. Here is a quite amazing story from Time.com, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. Yes, they saved the 2020 election from the voters. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, this article says, one that both curtailed the protest and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. So, yes, folks, you will be kicked out of the Army. You will be condemned and removed from congressional committees for daring to suggest that there was some sort of conspiracy to remove the American people's voice during Election Day. But Time Magazine is going to go ahead and write an article all about how, yes, that did happen and how it was a wonderful thing. Speaking of conspiracies and highly orchestrated media hit jobs, teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg posted a document to Twitter containing tweets that she was told to post and actions she should take regarding the current protest in India. She quickly deleted the tweet, but perhaps as a result of this, or perhaps just coinciding with this, Greta Thunberg is now facing a criminal conspiracy investigation in India over deleted farmers' protest tweets. And you can actually see this document on Breaking 911 on Twitter, and it is literally directives that say things like celebrity/influential person @ why are we not talking about this, with a link to a CNN article and hashtags. This is literally how you coordinate a completely fabricated, astroturfed political movement. Greta Thunberg, an absolute tool of the establishment, used to put forward their policies while condemning any pushback, as she's just a child. She's just a poor, innocent child, as they feed her talking points and coordinate her social media action. Here's news of the coup in Myanmar. The IMF sent $350 million in cash to Myanmar just days before the military coup. The money was sent days before Myanmar State Council and other senior figures from the governing National League for Democracy were arrested in the early morning raid on Monday in the capital. The IMF earlier expressed hopes that the money would help Myanmar meet, quote, urgent balance of payments needs arising from the COVID-19 pandemic, especially the government's recovery measures to ensure macroeconomic and financial stability while supporting affected sectors and vulnerable groups. Oh, thank you, IMF. Thank you, IMF. Without the International Monetary Fund, who would take care of these poor people? Again, another rabbit hole if you want to go down. Look at the IMF's action since the COVID rollout and the way that they have used their monetary power in order to force countries into lockdowns and mask mandates. Absolutely incredible. War, yes, is on the horizon with China. U.S. warship expelled from South China Sea by PLA forces. The superpower clash between China and the U.S. continued on Friday as a U.S. Navy ship sailed near the Chinese-controlled Paracel Islands in the heavily disputed South China Sea, only to get a stern rebuke and what some would call an appropriate response from Beijing. The USS John McCain, a destroyer, entered the waters near the Paracel Islands Friday without China's permission on a, quote, freedom of navigation operation, the first known operation in the heavily disputed area under the new Biden administration. They were then quickly expelled from their trespassing in Chinese territorial waters. Yesterday, Biden vowed a flood of at least 110,000 extra refugees per year, or at least next year. President Joe Biden announced Thursday he plans to raise the annual refugee admission ceilings to 125,000 in the 12-month period beginning October 1st and up from 15,000 caps proposed by the previous administration. Of course, there's one thing that we do know is that these aren't actually refugees. They're economic migrants. So there you go. The border is now open. Your schools are still closed. The Senate has passed a budget resolution with Vice President Harris breaking the tie. Essentially, the Senate was putting forward a resolution to allow the Democrats in Congress to pass a budget without any support from the Republicans. So story after story we see these days is boils down to one simple idea, and that is the Democrats get to do whatever the hell they want, and the Republicans are utterly powerless or gutless in order to stop them. And maybe one of the weirdest stories of the year, Joe Biden got a fit makeover with GQ. GQ photoshopping him in to glamour photos because they just love Joe Biden so much. It's creepy, it's weird, it's totalitarian, and it's here. This is America.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines. And then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. Oh, yeah, I should tell you about this. We're making moves here at InfoWars and American Journal. You can now wake up to the American Journal text alerts. All you have to do is text the phrase Wake Up USA, all one word, Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438. Text Wake Up USA to that number, and each morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, you will receive a direct link to watch The American Journal. Is there a better way to wake up, folks? I don't think there is. You'll wake up with all the news you need to know for the day, to be informed with your daily dispatch. And of course, you get a chance to call in and tell us what is on your mind that morning. Again, it's Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. And of course, you can support everything that we do here as we continue to operate behind enemy lines and beyond the point of no return at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. And I really cannot express enough how much hard work the crew, the social media crew, the tech crew, how many people are really behind the scenes making sure that my voice and these images get to you however they can, whether that's on radio, TV, or the internet with band.video and Infowars.com. It's all supported by InfowarsStore.com. Some fantastic products, high quality stuff, and you will not be disappointed in that or in our news, I hope. You know, it's funny. My wife was buying some things we needed for the baby that she's less than 2 weeks away from giving birth to. And there are vitamins you can get for babies, and there's like the baby type by, you know, baby vitamins for babies. And she's looking at those, and I go, you got to double check that. Actually, I said, you need to go to the InfoWars store and see the stuff that we have, because not only will you can look at our ingredients and know what the good stuff is you're looking for, there's also a lot of information about the different supplements on InfoWars store. So if you're wondering, you know, what makes the vitamin D supplement so special, you can go there and you can read, you know, what it has, why that stuff is good, and what other products have that we don't have that are bad. And, you know, I'm wary of the things that are titled, you know, for babies, because, you know, you can go to the store and find things like bottles of water that's like, it's bottles of water for babies. Well, what makes it for babies? It has fluoride in it. That's what makes it for babies. Your baby water with extra fluoride. So I was like, don't get anything that says it's for babies, because they put weird stuff in that. And of course, now we're hearing that heavy metals were knowingly sold in baby foods. It's a dangerous and poisonous world out there, folks. So try in some way to mitigate the chemical attack on your body and mind by going to InfoWarsStore.com and bolstering your defenses with incredible products like DNA Force Plus and the Ultra 12 supplement. DNA Force Plus, 25% off. That is a massive discount on one of our bombshell products. And the Ultra 12 is just a great year-round product to have to give you the energy that you need and to bolster your own body's natural defenses. That product is 50% off, and I may say tastes delicious. In fact, I have trouble not taking more than I should, because it really does taste good. And sometimes you want just a little sweetness after a meal or something. So you do a little Ultra 12, but make sure to follow the directions on the bottle and don't overdo it, folks. This is powerful stuff we're dealing with here. Now, I want to go out to the calls, but my goodness, 9 out of 10 of our calls are questions for Gerald Celente. And I don't blame you. He's a very informed guy, and we'll be getting to hopefully all of these calls in the second hour. But for now, we'll go to Rich in New York, who maybe is the only one with a comment of his own rather than a question for Gerald. I'm glad that so many people are excited about our guest, but let's hear from Richard in New York first about his idea for nonviolent resistance. You're on the air, Richard.
Oh, thank you, sir. Nonviolent resistance, when you say that, you bring up Gandhi or Martin Luther King, people get confused. When you talk about violent resistance, you can bring up the Viet Cong, you can bring up the Afghans. Nobody says, are you a Muslim? Are you a communist? But when you bring up nonviolent resistance, people say, oh, he's one of those guys over on that side of the fence or whatever. Mm. I'm not talking about the causes they were fighting for. I'm talking about the tactic itself.
Right.
We got a train coming down the track right as we all know it. Okay? And when it hits us, we're going to have to fight back. So we got to organize if you can. And I'm going to use a tactic here. I talk to everybody at my town. I tell them. They kind of think I'm eccentric, I think. But a lot of them go, a lot of them know I'm not, you know. But I'm thinking now, best way to meet people for organization and things, look who had the Trump sign up the longest. Look for the guy that had the Trump flag out in his yard and knock on the door. That's what I intend to do, because I don't want to get infiltrated by a spy and get hurt that way. Now, what nonviolence works, how it works, is you pledge yourself to nonviolence. And to do that, you have to open up your heart, seriously, and get your anger out and get your disappointment out. Get your fear out. Get the things that are holding you back and that are turning you to bitterness. hate. Hate will lead to somebody climbing a tower with a gun.
Mm.
Hate will lead to somebody killing a guy that's walking down the street on the counter. He looks like his enemy, and it'll turn out to be somebody on your side 99% of the time, because that's how it works. You know, or you'll, you know, they'll kill somebody. And I, with all my heart, I pray every day, God, don't let anybody kill somebody, because that's how these people win. That's why they're using the COVID to separate us so we can't talk to each other. They're trying to keep you out of churches, because that's the worst possible place where you can find a minister that actually believes that, you know, that's a harder thing to do, because so many of them just want to go to Romans 13 and tell you that everything's in the hand of God and God's in control. And
well, you know, when you're talking about nonviolent resistance, I think the greatest nonviolent resistance, you know, movement on earth was the early Christians who were slaughtered by the Romans, you know, by the dozens,
yeah,
and yet refused to fight back and refused to take the bait, as it were. And that's a lesson that, pastors and church leaders now could take a lesson from, because right now, essentially what they're doing is as if the early Christians were to just, you know, when the Roman emperor came and said, you know, you have to bow, you have to sacrifice something to this image of the emperor, they're going, oh, just go ahead and do it. Just don't worry about it. It's not that bad. I know what Christ taught us. I know what the church says, but we'll bend the rules a little bit so we can keep being popular. And it's like, yeah, the church would have never gotten started at all if that was the mindset of the early Christians. No, they willingly went to the lion's den rather than forsake Christ. And it's a stark example of true nonviolent resistance. In fact, I want to play this video here. Thanks so much for the call, Rich. This video, I think, is from, it's from a Nordic country of some sort. I wasn't able to glean exactly whether it was the Netherlands or Denmark, but it's clip number 8. Here's a little nonviolent resistance to the lockdown and how it's being treated in some European countries. Let's roll clip 8.
Hey, Wem slij nou, man. Jongen, jongen.
Hij kijkt te flutten. Wat doe jij nou, sukkel?
Wel, kerel.
Hey, je bent echt een helft.
You know, it's amazing. The entire time that Donald Trump was president, we kept hearing these shrieking, manic declamations saying, I always wondered how the Nazis could get into power. Now I see people love Trump. It's like, well, Trump was pro-America, pro-business. And he just said, you're not evil. Meanwhile, you have men in masks and body armor with shields covering their faces and their whole bodies beating innocent people in the park. And they're like, yay.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all. Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Come cheer up, my lads, 'tis to glory we steer, to add something more to this wonderful year. To honor we call you, not press you like slaves, for who are so free as the sons of the west?
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. InfoWars.com. We'll go back out to your phone calls in just one moment, and then Gerald Celente will be joining me at the 9 o'clock Central hour to take your calls and a great many calls we have for him. So I'm very excited to get his expertise in all of these matters. But first, I want to take a few minutes to play in full the Tucker Carlson segment about Bank of America. He got this exclusive. It is beyond troubling. Of course, we've seen this over the last several years, maybe even the last decade or so, the fact that the law enforcement and military were using big tech terms of service to circumvent the need for warrants. Typically, if they want to get access to your information or whatever they want from you, they have to go to a judge, provide proof that it's worth it to go look at your stuff. The judge has to sign off on it, make sure you're not abusing your power, and then they can enter your house and look at your files or whatever it may be. Now, when you click that little checkbox at the bottom of your, you know, sign up, when you sign into social media or whatever it is, included in that terms of service is basically them saying we have access to all of your information. And then when the police come and, you know, give Amazon or give Twitter a phone call and say, hey, we want this information, they just go, yeah, sure, come on in. Let's go. You know, here's all their stuff. You can have it all. They signed the terms of service after all, so who cares about the Constitution? We supersede the Constitution. That was worrying enough. We talked about that enough. And that was big tech. Now it's the banks. Now it's Bank of America working hand in hand with the United States law enforcement to root out and destroy the lives of their political opponents, people who oppose them. So this is the institution of globalism. This is the superseding of your national representative government by unelected oligarchs in the biggest corporations and financial institutions in the entire world, without accountability, without oversight, without the necessity of telling you, the American people, why they're doing what they're doing? No, it's all just a shadowy cabal now running this country and, in effect, running the world. So here's the Tucker Carlson segment from last night exposing this troubling new development in the takeover of the United States.
What an extremist is. So we're left to guess. We're left to look around nervously to see if we can spot one. Hoping against hope the whole time they're not talking about us, are they? And if they are, what exactly are they doing? How are they hunting these extremists they keep telling us about but will not describe? We now know part of the answer to that question. This show has obtained exclusively evidence that Bank of America, the second largest bank in the country with more than 60 million customers, is actively but secretly engaged in the hunt for extremists in cooperation with the government. Bank of America is, without the knowledge or the consent of its customers, sharing private information with federal law enforcement agencies. Bank of America effectively is acting as an intelligence agency, but they're not telling you about it. In the days after the January 6th riot at the Capitol, Bank of America went through its own customers' financial and transaction records, a lot of them. Now, these were the private records of Americans who had committed no crime, people who, as far as we know, had absolutely nothing to do with what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. But at the request of federal investigators, Bank of America searched its databases looking for people who fit a specific profile. Here's what that profile was, and we are quoting. Customers confirmed as transacting, either through bank account, debit card, or credit card, purchases in Washington, D.C. between January 5th and January 6th. Number two, purchases made for hotels, Airbnb, RSVPs in Washington, Virginia, or Maryland after January 6th. Number three, any purchase of weapons or at a weapons-related merchant between January 7th and their upcoming suspected stay in the D.C. area around Inauguration Day. And four, airline-related purchases since January 6th, end quote. So what do you notice about that profile? Well, the first thing you notice is that it's remarkably broad. Any purchases of anything in the city of Washington, D.C., any overnight stay anywhere in the three-state area that spans hundreds of miles, any purchase, not simply of legal firearms, but instead anything bought from a, quote, weapons-related merchant, T-shirts included. And then any airline-related purchases, not just flights to Washington, flights to anywhere, to Omaha, to Thailand. That is a very, very wide net, an absurdly wide net. Bank of America identified a total of 211 customers who met these, quote, thresholds of interest. And it was at that point, the show has learned, Bank of America turned over the results of its internal scan to federal authorities, apparently without notifying the customers who were being spied upon. Federal investigators then interviewed at least one of these unsuspecting people. And that person, we've learned, hadn't done anything wrong, and in the end, was cleared. Imagine if you were that person. The FBI hauls you in for questioning in a terror investigation, not because you've done anything suspicious. You haven't. You bought plane tickets and visited your country's capital. You thought you could do that. You thought it was your country. Now they're sweating you because your bank, which you trust with your most private information, information of everything you buy, has ratted you out to the feds without telling you, without your knowledge. Because Bank of America did that, you are being treated like a member of Al-Qaeda. What country is this? It doesn't matter how much you despise Donald Trump or how much you believe that hatred of Trump justifies suspending this country's ancient civil liberties. Going through that experience would scare the hell out of you. Absolutely. A terror suspect, you would think? Does anyone else know about this? Is there a record of this interview? Will I lose my job because of it? That actually happened to someone. It's hard to believe it, but it did. We asked Bank of America about this. They confirmed it actually happened by not denying it. Here is their statement in full, which manages to make the whole thing even creepier, assuming that's possible. Quote, we don't comment on our communications with law enforcement. Well, apparently not. All banks, it continues, have responsibilities under federal law to cooperate with law enforcement inquiries in full compliance with the law, end quote. Now, the last part, from a lawyer's perspective, is the essence, in full compliance with the law. It's the law. We had no choice. But that's not true. Bank of America did have a choice. The bank could have resisted turning over information on its innocent customers to federal investigators, but Bank of America did not do that. Nor is it clear, if we're going to be precise about it, that what Bank of America did is even legal. It turns out it's not simple. It's a gray area. We spoke to a number of lawyers about this today. Some of them told us that what Bank of America did might in fact not be legal and could in fact be challenged in court. One knowledgeable attorney pointed us to 12 U.S.C. 3403. That's a federal law that allows banks to tip off the feds to any information that, quote, may be relevant to a possible violation of any statute or regulation. Now, the DOJ instructs federal agents to remind banks of that law, and of course they do with maximum aggression. But the question is, legally, what constitutes information that may be relevant to a possible crime? Buying a muffin in Washington, D.C. on January 5th? Does that make you a potential domestic extremist? According to Bank of America, yes. Yes, it does. This is the moment when, for the sake of our country and our grandchildren who will live here, we need to pause and breathe deeply, searching for wisdom, avoiding hysteria, and ask, what are the rules? What, for God's sake?
What are the rules? I'll tell you the rules, Tucker. There are none. The rules are power. The rules are they have the power and they're wielding it against us. Breathe deep and ask, what are the rules? I mean, literally, do we just need to play the whole give me liberty or give me death speech again? Because, I mean, the whole point of that speech is, like, you keep saying that you want to, you know, stop war from coming, but I'm here to tell you, we are in war. We are at war. You can keep, you know, complaining about it. What does Patrick Henry say when he's like, you know, what has given you hope? That your petitions are met with that snide smile? You think they're actually going to listen to you? You think they're actually going to give something to you? You have nothing over them. We have no power over them. They have everything. They have the big banks. They have the big tech companies. They have the entirety of the government now all working for a singular mission. The Senate and the Congress are both passing laws and passing resolutions without a single member of the Republican Party voting on it. The Republican Party themselves are doubling down, condemning their own members who dare question the mainstream media and celebrating people like Liz Cheney, the daughter of the absolute disgrace Dick Cheney, who got us in the biggest mess of the entire country, the Iraq War. The, you know, Supreme Court is dropping cases at the behest of the Biden administration, which itself is headed by a decrepit zombie of a man who is taking his orders from far leftist. What is there to talk about, Tucker? What rules do you need to understand? There are no rules for them. And there's every rule for us. That's the truth. It's war.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, or the last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the second hour of American Journal. Gerald Celente is our guest for this whole next hour. He will be joining us very shortly. I want to thank everybody out there who has not only gone to InfoWarsStore.com and supported this program and this entire network, but also those of you who have shared the links, shared the videos, download them yourselves, re-upload them to your own accounts, whatever you need to do, you've done, and you've gotten the word out and shared this information, and that has had such a major impact, and I really thank you very much for all of that. And it's amazing, you know. Well, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, but we were going to get a very important guest who then learned we were InfoWars and said, oh, never mind. Never mind. No, not InfoWars. No, not you guys. No, no. I mean, do you see what's going on in the world? Any of this ringing a bell? Any of this, all of the crud that we're seeing? Anybody warn you about this? Anybody tell you that this was happening? I mean, what's the, you know, what has to happen for people to go, oh, okay, InfoWars isn't a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorist loons. They're literally right about everything. They've literally called it all. I don't know. I don't know what it is. So, you know, I'm happy for the guests that we do get. I mean, the guests that we do get are fantastic, but it strikes me as strange that it's like, people are like, oh, InfoWars? No, I can't do InfoWars. It's like, okay, because I sit here and read the mainstream news and then dispute it and prove how it's wrong and prove how it's lying to you. Okay, I guess. All right. We're bad. We're bad. We're the bad guys. You know, we're not respectable enough, right? You got to go on CNN. You know, they're the respectable ones. They're the ones that deserve your attention and your support for sure. For sure. This is just the world that we live in, I guess. We're trying to break out of this cage. Not that we're going to do anything different. Because, hell, we've been right. Yeah, there's Sebastian Gorka calling me a crazy kook conspiracy theorist and claiming that he won't talk to me because I'm associated with Nick Fuentes. I mean, that whole thing is just that's a whole rabbit hole we'll go down one day, and that'll be fun. I'll tell you the truth about what's going on there. But, yeah, we're not respectable like old Seb Gorka. No, we just are right about everything and been exposing what's going on behind the scenes for decades. Okay. All right. Yeah. Don't come on InfoWars. Don't come on InfoWars. Gerald Celente is brave enough to come on InfoWars, so we'll be very excited to talk to him very shortly. Of course, he does trends research, and he understands the trends that we've been following and has helped us to understand what is going on actually under the surface here. With all that out of the way, I want to go to a special report now. It's from the High Wire. It can be found at band.video. It's the truth about masks. Here it is.
Medical masks like this one cannot protect against the new coronavirus when used alone.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And a surgical mask, let's start with that one, does not protect you from the from a respiratory virus. It's got leaks all around it, and it's really designed as a barrier protection for people in the operating room. That's why they call it a surgical mask. The N95, which is the one that people are buying up, important also to understand that that N95 mask, I have to be fit tested for it. I've got to make sure I've got a tight seal to wear it as a healthcare provider. The average person out there, the average citizen, that mask is not going to protect them. And as a matter of fact, in most cases, they're actually going to increase their risk of being contaminated with a virus when they're wearing that mask improperly, because they tend to touch their face. They tend to move it around. It's very uncomfortable. It's hard to breathe in. Not only are you not preventing yourself from getting a disease, you may be increasing your chance of getting a disease by wearing that mask.
Yeah, the masks don't work, but if you don't wear them, you go to jail. That's a pretty nice summation of where we are in our science-minded community here.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, and band.video. Thanks so much for being with us. We will be going to your calls this hour because I have a very special guest who can probably answer a lot of those questions a lot better than I can. It's Gerald Celente from Trends Research, and I'm very happy to welcome him to the show. Welcome, Gerald.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I know a lot of people have a lot of questions for you. I have some questions for you myself. The first is, can we go shopping together? Because I have nothing to match that beautiful silk coat that you're wearing there, and I'm feeling shabby on the screen next to you.
Well, you know, it's, when I grew up, it was a time when people, you know, you dressed up when you were a kid, you know, they dress. You look, go back to the Great Depression. Think about it. The Great Depression. Swing time. Hottest music America ever knew. Well, not the hottest. I mean, it was really, but it was wild times. And you look at the pictures of the people back during the Depression. I have a photograph of my parents' wedding, 1934. May they rest in peace. And everyone's dressed to the nines. I mean, there's nothing that looks as great as it did. The people back then had a respect for themselves and what the nation represented. And now, you know, do you ever hear the expression, pigs can't fly?
Mm-hmm.
Been to the airport lately?
Yeah, it's very true. It's symbolic of our decline as a culture in general. You used to not be able to be caught outside without a hat and a suit and a coat, or you'd be humiliated.
And I could tell you when it really went down big time is when a thing called rap started to happen. Gangster rap. You know who they were emulating? These are the guys in prisons that were so violent that you didn't give them belts or shoelaces because they'd kill you with them.
Right.
And that became the style of America.
Yeah.
And you look up to rap, you know, save it, man. You know, so it's just so sad what's happened to the country because we've lost that respect in so many different ways. And it's really self-respect. Because when people have self-respect, they don't look up to little pieces of garbage, scum, crap, like a little, you know, Lindsey Graham or a Mitchie McConnell or a Dianne Not-So-Feinstein or a Nancy Pelosi or a Chuckie Schumer. How could anybody with a brain bigger than a pea look up to these pieces of crap? And it's in a city state right in front of everybody. You got little low-life pieces of garbage. Look, I mean, it's one after another. So that's what's really about, you know, and I'm fortunate. I'm the first of the baby boomers. I'm born in 46 and I grew up in the Bronx and, you know, it was a time to be free.
Right.
And you were taught to be yourself and you didn't take anybody's baloney. You didn't give it. You didn't take it. And you were taught to be yourself. My father, may rest in peace. I get in a fight with him. Yeah, you get in a fight with your father. And he'd say to me, a little, you know, SOB, you know, he'd say, you think I'm telling you what I'm telling you because I want you to be like me? He said, I want you to become yourself. And that's what we've lost in this country. You go to school and you're brainwashed to be what they tell you to want to be.
Yeah, school, the media, I mean, we're getting it from all angles here. And it's a constant downward trajectory, I guess, which I guess ties into your expertise. Obviously, I should tell the audience, trendsresearch.com is the website. The Twitter is at Gerald Celente. People can go and follow you there and find some really bombshell, groundbreaking research that you get into. Obviously, your expertise is largely in economics, and I'm sort of out of my depth as soon as we start talking dollars and cents. You know, more than I give you $1, you give me $1 worth of merchandise. I understand that. That's about as far as my knowledge goes. Earlier in the week, massive story was the GameStop stock shenanigans that were going on. It seems to have kind of fizzled out. Have you been following that? And do you know where that's at right now?
Oh, yeah. We wrote about it very extensively in last week's Trends Journal. And it's very important because it's youth revolution.
Mm.
And the young people know that they're shafted, like guys your age. You know, it's class warfare. The rich have everything. And the rest of us have nothing. You look at the data from when they started the COVID war a year ago. The billionaires got $1 trillion richer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all got poorer. Going back to when I was a young guy, you know, it was the streets, up and down the streets, there were butcher shops, you know, grocery stores. And now they're owned by, look at these slimy, and I'll give you an example, the slimy, again, low-life politicians, scum jerks. We're going to shut down all non-essential businesses. Hey, but Walmart could stay open. Costco could stay open. Target could stay open. Going back to GameStop, the young people know they have no future. And by the way, just to make this really clear in a whole perspective, there used to be a thing called antitrust laws.
Right.
You weren't allowed to be a Walmart. They used to break down companies like A&P, the old supermarkets, Sears. They stopped them from owning everything.
Right.
But then these low-life scum politicians, morons and imbeciles call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. They did away with all of these antitrust acts. Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, Robinson Patman, and then the other murderous little low-life, every time he got caught with his pants down bombing Iraq and destroying Yugoslavia, Bill Clinton, he did away with the Banking Act, the Glass-Steagall Act. Going back to GameStop, it's all connected.
Right.
The rich have everything. The other people have nothing. The young people are revolting against the bigs, and this is one of the steps in it. The other one that began was Bitcoin.
Right.
It was started by young people. They've had it with the system. And this is what it's going to take to change this around. Because my generation's toast, man. I mean, they're gone. They don't have any fight in them at all. And the millennials, you know, they grew up in, you're so special. You're so amazing, you know. I mean, they were blown up to nothing. You know, so it's up to your generation to change it, and GameStop is doing it. Now, let's look at, taking about the whole point about the rich controlling everything. When GameStop happened, all of a sudden you're hearing NASDAQ and the others coming out and say, you know, we have to do something to regulate this.
And that's coming.
But then you go back and you look at the Goldman Sachs gang. Oh, it's only back in 2016 when they were finally fined about $5 billion for screwing up the whole financial, making the financial crisis happen in 2007, 2008, when they did the subprime mortgage deals.
Mm-hmm.
And then was selling them out and telling people to buy into them as they were selling out of them. So they get fined, but that's okay. Nobody goes to jail and nobody yells about that. Or that other little lowlife piece of garbage scum crap, that J.P. Morgan Chase gang. Oh, they only rigged the precious metals markets. Oh, I'm not making that up. It's a fact. Wrote about it in the Trends Journal last year. They only got fined $900 million for rigging the precious metals markets. It's a fact. But you don't hear all these little prostitutes, these media whores, little lemons and gutless little arrogant Cuomos on the Cartoon News Network. You don't hear them coming out against them. No, no, no. Because they bend over and they take it from them. But boy, they go after the little people for trying to make some money and bring down the bigs. And that's what GameStop was about, to stop the short sellers that are destroying these places. And when I was a young guy, there were no hedge funds. There were no private equity groups. They've robbed our future.
Yeah, and they're new inventions, and they can crash the entire market. They get bailed out. A couple of Reddit boys get together and try to scheme a little bit of money from them. Suddenly, the entire market has to shut down. The hammer has to come down, and they'll do everything they can to stop that from ever happening again. More with Gerald Celente on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract, just called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word and fight back.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micro-Z Act. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. My guest is Gerald Celente, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment. But first, I do want to touch on something else that sort of branches off from the GameStop stock market manipulation prank that went on last week and this week, which is there were rumors of the same thing sort of happening with silver. Now, silver has been on your radar. I think every time I've had the pleasure of interviewing you, you have mentioned silver in some form or another. And yet when people were talking about short selling silver, other people were saying, no, we're not doing that. There was a lot of weird rumors going around about silver, and hopefully you can kind of clear the air. What's going on with silver, and what can we look for into the future?
Silver, again, we're going back to the young people. Silver is more affordable than gold. And it also, we had forecast back in June of last year, of this year, where the hell are we? Last year.
Right. Yeah. 2020. Yeah. June of 2020. Yeah.
Yeah. June of 2020, that silver would spike at a higher percentage rate than gold. Silver back then was $17 an ounce. And the young people know it too. Again, this is the people that brought Bitcoin to us. And you could go, by the way, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago in the Financial Times, there was a big story about cryptocurrencies and how more and more now the big companies are getting into it. And CNBC, which I go to every day, when they list the markets on the top, you know, they'll have the U.S. markets, and they'll have gold and oil and FX, meaning the exchanges of the currencies. As of yesterday, they put up crypto. So now they're putting up Bitcoin. They're putting up, one after another. And so now they're showing. They used to have just FX over there, but now they also have cryptos up there.
So it's going mainstream.
In the latest one up, and you got it right there. So that's showing you where it's going. Now, going back to silver. Silver, we've had forecast, will go up at a higher percentage rate, and the young people know it, than gold. And there are a number of reasons why. Number one, you're using silver now in a lot of alternative energy, particularly, you know, the
solar arrays and that sort of stuff. Right. Yeah.
And number two is that there are no stockpiles of silver. Once your computer, your keyboard, it goes into the dump.
Right. They don't have a Fort Knox of silver somewhere.
Exactly. And they're using more of it. So again, we have to go back, and you made it clear before about how they bailed out the too big to fails. Could you imagine calling banksters? What was that guy? We weren't allowed to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace during Christmas time. You had to stay home. What was that guy? The Prince of Peace becomes violent and picks up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. Got it?
I think I remember that.
Yeah. The same money changers that are in control now. Oh, and by the way, after he did that, you know, 3 days later, woof, yeah, they got even with him. And they're doing it. I'm telling you, as I said before, the slimy scum, the arrogant, they're addicts. The J.P. Morgan Chase gang that rigged the precious metals markets, they don't want the prices of gold and silver to go up so that the banksters could keep pumping in this fake money and artificially prop up the markets so they could make more money. So the young people are fighting that with silver. And so we still forecast you're going to see silver prices over $50 an ounce this year.
Wow, yeah, that's great. So is now still a good time to buy? I haven't been paying attention to
I don't price. Give financial advice.
Okay, but, all right, very smart.
The motto of the magazine is think for yourself.
I like that. Yeah, the banks are the addicts and the government are the enablers. Using our money, of course, are
They're the drug dealers. Drug dealers. That's all they are. It's monetary methadone. They're pumping into the system. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, they're buying junk bonds. Buying junk bonds. You know, when people say to me, you know, Salenti, you got it wrong in 2012. You said things were going to get worse. I got it wrong. They didn't teach me about a thing called quantitative easing, crap that they made up in Economics 101, a graduate school. And they never heard of a thing of zero interest rate policy. Oh, and if you're in the European Union, you got negative interest rates, and so too in Japan. So they're making this crap up, dumping cheap money in. They do not want value to be worth anything. Gold and silver are precious metals. They don't want precious metals. They're drug addicts. They're money junkies. And if anybody really knows the cats that play on Wall Street, foof, line up that coke, man. Cause I gotta get higher. And that's no baloney.
Well, and this is at least something where it seems like people from across the political divide are coming together and sort of waking up and recognizing, okay, we're getting screwed here from both sides and the banks don't care what politics you have. They're coming after you and they'll do everything they can to destroy you. So maybe some slim ray of hope that people on both sides of the aisle can join over this?
No. Both sides of the aisle are murderers and thieves.
Oh, right. That.
All right. Too big to fail. How about that Iraq war? Do you like that one? Nah, maybe you like the Libyan war. That guy, we got to get that guy Gaddafi out of there. I don't like that guy Assad. They're murderers and thieves. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. I got pictures of me and Ronald Reagan, John Connolly. I've been around. I've been with presidents, prime ministers. These are low-life pieces of crap that you hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president, head of the student council. They never work a day in their lives. No, it's not both sides of the aisle. It's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's about being a true American.
Absolutely. And one day we're going to do an uncensored interview with Gerald Celente, so you can really let him have it with both barrels.
Here I am at 30 years old. I pick him up at the Chicago Hilton. I'm the number two guy running a major trade association. Was with him for an hour and a half. Put on a brunch. That was a brunch I put on with our board of directors. Again, I've been there. I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement in the 1970s. All right. I've been there. I know if I didn't, wasn't on the other side, I wouldn't know what it looks like.
Yeah. We don't get lightweights on this show. We bring the heavyweights in to tell it like it is. You can always tell, you can just tell the honest people. They go in, they see what it's all about and they just reject it outright and they go, I don't want anything to do with these people. And they do something like you and go out and found the Trends Research Journal to expose what's going on, or they become subsumed within the corruption and join it. And it's pretty obvious who's on the right side of history here. Whether that history will actually be told or not is yet to be seen. So we're about to go to break. We will be taking your calls in the next segment for Gerald Celente. We've done this before where we have a guest come on and the callers ask them questions. We've done it twice. It's gone great both times because the callers have been very succinct and incisive with their questions. And so we ask you to keep that trend going as we talk to Gerald Celente and figure out more about what's going on with the low-life scumbags. I'm going to write down some of the words you use because I run out of words that I'm allowed to say on the radio, and I got to get a better vocabulary for what's going on in Washington.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Please do go there and help us keep this program and this entire network on the air. And, of course, I ask you to go to TrendsResearch.com or follow Gerald Celente on Twitter at Gerald Celente for the news that you need to know for tomorrow, the next day, and the weeks, months, and years to come, because he's got his finger on the pulse of the culture and the pulse of finance as well. And in fact, I want to go, so we're going to go to your calls for the next 30 minutes. And first, I want to go to Nick in Pennsylvania. He is a young guy here. He's 16 years old. That's been a lot of the talk about what we've been discussing here. And of course, it's the topic of your latest Trends Journal. So I welcome Nick to the program. You're on the air with Gerald Celente, Nick.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, regarding Gerald's point he made in the last segment, I agree with him 100%. I think the youth is waking up. It's just the problem is they're going completely so far left. They're being convinced that these social programs, you know, universal basic income, is going to save us. We need to convince them to not go with this socialist stuff and move them into the Patriot, you know, not Republican Party, something new, a third party. I don't know. Can't be what we've been doing before. But we need to convince them of free market capitalism, because, Harrison, let me tell you something. I've talked to, you know, some of these high schoolers, some of the people in my grade. They're so far left, they're spinning, man. It's a problem. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously this goes to what Gerald was talking about, the hopelessness that the young people are feeling. And on one side, you have Republicans saying, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's great. That's not helping. On the other side, you have socialists saying, we have the answers. It's universal basic income. They're seducing these hopeless kids with this fake hope. What's your response, Gerald?
Well, the hopeless are going to be hopeless no matter what.
Mm.
And it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And so you're not going to get those other people. They don't count. They follow. It just takes a small group. And Nick from Pennsylvania said it perfectly. And that is that both sides, you know, we need a new party. We need a new way. These are two losing corrupt systems. Look at this guy, Biden. He's 30 years old. He's playing that, you know, the game over there. He's never worked a day in his life. Pelosi, Feinstein, Schumer, one after another. They never worked. So we need a new party. And it could happen like that. Because look, the reason, and by the way, to make it clear, I'm no fan of Trump. I like some of the things he did, some of the things he didn't, you know, I'm no fan of him. I believe the election was totally stolen. So just to make that clear. And what I'm saying is that the people that hated Trump and voted for Biden, it wasn't like they loved Biden. Right. They hated Trump. So what I'm saying is there is a new system ready to happen. The people are disgusted with both parties. And we need a new one, and the young people could do it. You had that OAC over there. If you could make that thing a big name, you think you could start something big with a young person with a heart, with a soul, with a spirit, and not an ego bigger than the moon? So of course it could happen, and the young people could do it. If that can do it, you don't think somebody else and some others can do it? And by the way, I also believe in direct democracy. Switzerland hasn't been in a war since 2000. No, excuse me, since 1850. And it's one of the richest countries in the world. Everybody got guns. That's one of the reasons they weren't in a war.
Mm.
And they have direct democracy. You want to close the border, open the border, let the people vote. You want that tax cut, don't want the tax cut, let the people vote. We're the one, you want to go to war, don't want to go to war, let the people vote. We're the ones that pay for it with our money and our lives. Because this system isn't working, it's totally corrupt.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I hate to break it to you, Nick, but this is on you, man. You, the 16-year-olds, I mean, you're half my age, and that pains me to say, but, you know, it's going to be up to people like you, and I I got to be frank. I don't pity you. I mean, I would not want to be in high school right now with the with the political environment.
Oh, my God. Harrison, after the riot, my teacher was telling our class that we should designate MAGA as domestic terrorists. But BLM, they're not. They were fine. They were peaceful. I swear to God, I have videos of it. It was disgusting. Yeah.
Nah,
no, it's up to you guys. And here's the thing. What you really need to do, get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. With the first book I worked on back in 1985, it came out in 86, Natural Healing, when nobody's talking about this stuff. And really get in the best shape you can. Start learning it. And by the way, I also have Super Meal Vitality.
That'll help.
Me with a lot of energy going there. You need to get in the best shape you can. And I mean that in every way.
Right.
Start learning about alternative medicine, you know, whether it's meditation, eating healthy, you know, getting in the best shape you can. You got to double up on your health, because when you're in great shape, you fight the best.
Yeah. And mental and spiritual health, too, because I know it's
that's what I'm saying. Yep.
The black pill, you have to resist. Yeah. I mean, because Nick, you're young and you're awake, which is not an enviable position to be in, because so many young people see what's going on. They see how hopeless it is and they just sort of curl up and, you know, read the news all day. It's like, no, you got to get out, enjoy your life, get that good foundation of, you know, soulful healing. And then you can really be powerful and go out and fight back against the system that wants you to be depressed and sad and lazy and independent. And thank you so much for the call, Nick. It's really good to hear from young kids. We have time for one more call before the segment ends. Let's go to Mike in California, who has a question about silver for you, Gerald. Thanks for calling in, Mike. You are on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hey, yeah, I got a question on a silver trend. So I was doing some research and looking at the price of silver, you know, per month, per year, and it looks like, you know, 9 out of the last 10 years, there's been a sharp decrease in the price of silver in March, April. So question, you know, what factors would be contributing to that decline every March and April? I mean, March 2020, I mean, silver was down below $12 an ounce. You know, so are we possibly expecting to see the price be driven down and then, you know, many of the, you know, global elite then buy it back up for, you know, 50 cents on the dollar? So are we maybe expecting to see that price go down one more time before it goes
Very good question, Mike. I want to give Gerald time to answer. Thanks for the question. Gerald, have you noticed this trend? What's he looking at here?
It's hard to say, you know, because, again, the markets are rigged. Again, the facts are there. The J.P. Morgan Chase gang got caught rigging the markets. I don't see silver going down below I don't see it going down below much where it is now. The demand for it is too high. You need it in just about everything from high tech to heavy industry in so many different ways. And they're going to be using it more and more, as you said, in solar panels. And so it's hard to predict the timing. But long term, we see it going up.
Man, if only I had a time machine, I'd be back in March 2020 buying it at $12 an ounce. I mean, that's stealing it practically. Of course, you don't need a time machine if you have the ability to look forward into the future. And that's what Gerald Celente supplies with trendsresearch.com. You got to go check out his publication and his website. We'll be back with more of your phone calls on the other side. I think it's going pretty well, Gerald. I think those are two pretty good questions, aren't you?
Oh, I think they're great. Yeah.
It's excellent. I'm so glad when we get young people calling in. When I was 16, man, I was not concerned about politics. I was concerned about a whole different other subset of interest myself. I almost feel bad. It's like, man, that's what youth is supposed to be about. You shouldn't have to pay attention to all this stuff. But, man, the world we're in, you got to pay attention. You got to know what's going on. You got to be informed, because whether you like it or not, it's going to mess with your life. More with Gerald Celente on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs like band.video and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out, because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had, because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, final segment with Gerald Celente, and we go back to your phone calls. We have Mikey in Arkansas. Again, the question is on gold and silver. This is on a lot of people's minds, I suppose, as we search for something real in this fiat reality we've been forced into. Thanks for calling in, Mikey. You are on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hey, Harrison, I appreciate it. The name is Mickey,
Mickey
from Arkansas.
Sorry.
And, Gerald, I'm a retired, elderly gentleman like yourself. And for years, I've been, every time I get a chance, I try to buy up a little gold, a little silver. So I have a comfortable amount. But my question is, in this day and age, when we're going to a digital currency, old guys like myself, I don't understand how to buy that stuff, how it works. If I'm sitting on a comfortable amount of gold and silver and the world goes to digital, what do I do with my physical metals?
Yep. It'll still be worth, but it's still going to go up. One doesn't take place of the other. And
but my question is, how do you spend that if everything is digital? How do you cash it in, or what do you do with it? You can't, if everything's digital, you can't go out and buy something with it, can you?
Oh, sure. You'll be able to cash the gold in. There'll be a lot of people to buy it. The places that are selling it will buy it back. It's not going away. Central banks will keep buying it. I mean, the digital is one thing, but the gold is a whole nother thing. So they're separate markets, but the gold and silver. And by the way, I don't give financial advice, but here's what I recommend to the young people particularly. Every time you have a little bit of extra money, what I've done in my life is I bought gold or silver and I put it away. Bought gold and silver, put it away. Bought gold and silver, put it away. And when you get to be our age, like Mickey and me, you have something there and you don't sell it. One time, you know, life has its ups and downs. And I got blackballed from the media. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show. I used to be on everybody.
Right.
And when I said what would happen with the Afghan and Iraq war, nobody wanted to have me on anymore. And I hit some rough times. And I go to buddies and I say, listen, I got to borrow some dough. And here's what I'll do. I'll give you gold and, you know, I'll loan it to you. Loan me the money. I'll pay you back in 2 years. Here's the deal. In 2 years, if I can't pay you back, you keep the gold. And if it's lower than what the price is now, I'll pay the difference. Poof. Okay, here's the money. They're happy to loan it to you. They got gold. They got the collateral. I got it all back, of course. And they were all, oh, damn it, you know, because the price went up. So what I'm saying to young people to consider doing, and I'm not telling you to do it, is anytime you got a little extra cash, buy that silver, buy that gold, and put it away. Put it away. Put it away. When you are 20 years old, 18 years old, 30 years old, and then you get to 74 years old, and you've been buying it every year and putting it away, that is a security for you that'll get you through tough times as I see it.
Yeah, very good advice. And I just want to let Mickey know, it's not because you're old. I don't understand Bitcoin either. So it's young people. It's a complicated thing. I don't really understand.
Well, here's the reason why the Bitcoin is going to keep, they're going to try to kill it. Let's get that clear. And I'm not making that up. You heard Christine Lagarde, who's the head of the European Central Bank, the ECB, coming out. We wrote about it in the magazine 2 weeks ago, saying that they're worried about cryptocurrency because people are doing illegal things with it. Yeah, like they're not doing illegal deals
right.
with gas, right? They don't want competition because they're going to come out with digital cash. They're going to do away with all our paper money. They're already doing it. China's way ahead on doing this. So, and by the way, she was also the head of the International Mafia, a monetary fund before that. And by the way, Biden just brought in this guy, Lipton. Yeah, Lipton, like a bad, you know, a Lipton, that he was also with the IMF. So now in the Treasury Department, we now have a guy from the IMF and a woman that used to run the Fed that are now our charge of our money right in front of our eyes. So they're going to come out with digital money, and this could crash the cryptocurrencies when they do it because they don't want competition. So when they come out with that digital money, your assets in precious metals, I believe, are going to be worth a lot more.
Well, and you know, while we're on the topic, you know, the idea of cash and digital money or all that stuff, I'm sure you've heard about the Tucker Carlson segment last night, the revelation that Bank of America is actually tracking financial transactions and sending that to the federal government in order to prosecute people. Do you need a better reason to have cash than ever? I mean, you don't have to be doing anything illegal. They're using your, you know, debit card or credit card to track you as oversight, and now are potentially going to implicate you in crimes you may not have committed because of your, you know, because they're tracking your financial transactions. Any thoughts on that, Gerald?
Well, again, you know, it's domestic terrorism. I mean, we're seeing it happen, right? So they're going to know everything we're doing about everything we are. They've robbed us of our rights.
Yeah.
And of course they're going to keep doing this. It's, again, these are the Bank of America, that another slimy little low-life piece of garbage that the libtards love, Jimmy Carter. He was the first one that started deregulating the banking system big time. There was no Bank of America. You know where it was? It was in California. You weren't allowed to have interstate banking back then. It was only intrastate.
Wow.
So then the bigs took over everything. They did away with the usury laws. You know, when I was a kid, you know, oh, yeah, these, you know, the mafia, they're loaning you money to loan sharks. What loan sharks? Look at the loan sharks now with the credit cards, what you have to pay. They used to call loan sharks when they were getting like 8%, 10% interest on money. You know, that was a loan shark, 10%. So no, the criminals are in charge in front of everybody's eyes. I will call it Bank of America. We'll make it nice. Wells Fargo. How about Wells FU? Yeah. Maybe that's more appropriate.
Yeah, I got screwed over by Wells Fargo and Bank of America when I was like a teenager, and I said, nope, never again. I got all my money out of those banks. It's such a scam. And, yeah, the criminals haven't changed their tactics. They've just put on suits and ties and called themselves bankers now. I think we may have time for just one more very quick question. Let's go to Casey in Mississippi, who has a comment about something you said, Gerald, about how things went downhill after rap music. Casey, you're on the air. Let's make it quick.
All right, thank you very much. The whole rap situation, people might want to look into a guy named Lior or Liar Cohen when it comes to that. A lot of different connections to, unfortunately it keeps popping up, but Israelis coming into the country doing some pretty interesting stuff. And that'll bleed into the Promise and Pegasus programs, Epstein, the whole nine. I mean, our country got attacked from all sides. And if you look at...
Yeah, well, and the whole thing that happened in the early 90s was rap originally was like this like kind of hip-hop, dancey sort of stuff. And then they came in with gangster rap, and that sort of took over. And it was the manufactured cultural shift towards venerating criminals, basically. Right, Gerald?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll tell you what killed music. The geeks. Look at them. Look at them. Look at a Zuckerberg. Look at a Cook. Look at not a drop of boogie, not an ounce of jive. The tech world killed it in the 80s. You didn't have to have a soul to play. You didn't have to have a feeling and a heart. No, we could do all this digitally. Look, I without going into big stories, me getting in fights with guys in arguments, when they were trying to tell me it was as good as playing it naturally.
Right.
The geeks have stole the spirit out of our lives. Look at them. How can you be more freakier than a Zuckerberg? Look at the clown. They suck the joy out of life with high tech. They got it wrong in the King James Bible. The meek shall not inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth.
They've stolen it. They didn't inherit. They robbed it out from under us, I think.
You got it.
Incredible.
You got it. That's what killed music, when they took the soul out of it, when they teched it. And then it just kept going back and getting worse and getting worse and getting worse. Yeah, the original hip hop, and the, like you said, it had some soul into it in the beginning. And then it got taken over.
Yeah, it was a jazzy kind of street. It was funky. It had soul, and
yep.
And they've completely robbed it. Just like everything else. I mean, everything from movies. I mean, any sort of creative endeavor now is just completely overtaken by this. What we're looking at here. I mean,
isn't
just
that great, huh?
Literal.
How could I look freakier?
Literal clowns. I don't think we can play this on TV, fellas. Let's take that down. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on with us, Gerald, of course, at Gerald Celente on Twitter, trendsresearch.com. We hope to have you back again soon. And I hope you stay angry, my friend.
Well, I want to be happy, man. Liberty, love, joy, and beauty. That's for me.
It's more entertaining when you're angry, but I agree. We'll try to enjoy life. Thanks so much. We'll be back, folks, with the third hour of American Journal. Stay with us.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal. Third hour has begun on this, the 5th of February, 2021. This hour we will be doing our new little tradition here, which is the week in review, where we take a bird's eye view of what has happened the week before. And what a week it has been, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much news. I'm going to have to leave some even major stories to the side just so I can get to the real important stuff. I'll probably won't be talking too much about AOC's meltdown, or about the fact that we had congressmen and women standing up and weeping because they were just so scared of the images they saw on TV. I probably won't be spending too much time on that. I'll be spending more time on the fact that the ADL and the SPLC are working in tandem with the military to outlaw Christian and American symbols, and how Bank of America and other massive corporate institutions are working hand in hand with the law enforcement to purge America of dissenting voices. It's been one hell of a ride this week, and I'm excited to get into it. But I want to go first to your phone calls here in the first 5 minutes. I know most people are having questions for Gerald, and unfortunately he had to leave, but let's see if I can answer some of them. Let's go to Tony in Georgia, who has a question or a comment about contact tracing, which is, of course, the Orwellian. Or beyond, or I don't even think Orwell could have imagined this technology to track each individual and have them willingly put the app on their phone and willingly, you know, take it out and scan it at restaurants. It's truly dystopian. Thanks for calling in, Tony. You're on the air.
Thank you, Harrison. I appreciate the time. I was just wanting to make a comment. What we're doing here in Georgia, or what I'm doing, I've made a neighborhood defense team in my neighborhood, with all the vets that's in my neighborhood. We have made adjacent neighborhoods around my neighborhood create their own neighborhood defense teams. I do think if, you know, the whole nation does this, we should be fine.
Absolutely.
Contact tracer.
Yeah, well, hold on. I love this because this is exactly what Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers said that we should all be doing, and when he was on air with me months ago, and it's great. I want you to talk more about this specifically, Tony, creating a neighborhood watch group, because again, it doesn't even, I don't know if yours is political or anything, but it's like, at the end of the day, we're heading into some troubled times where violence may be reaching us on our city streets or in our neighborhoods. And we need to know that our neighbors have each other's backs. We live together. We should know each other. We should protect each other. You can't exactly call this terrorism, right? I mean, they're going to try to, but what you're doing is simply establishing a network of safety-minded individuals in a neighborhood who are working together to defend each other in the event of incursion of some sort. Can you talk a little bit more about how you brought this together?
I just got concerned during the pandemic with the rioting. And once they said that they wanted to come to the neighborhood, that's when I went out to start developing this. I like all walks of life. We would accept BLM people. We would accept Antifa people. That is for freedom and non-aggression, only defense aggression. That's another thing I wanted to say is I'm all for nonviolence.
Right.
But that during Gandhi's days and Martin Luther King Jr.'s days, you can be nonviolent and make a difference. But now that they come out with robots to replace you with, they're just going to shoot you and replace you with robots.
Yeah.
I mean, look at them. Look what they're doing to our country. They have no problem. Like you said the other day, they have no moral. So they have no problem just shooting you and replacing you with robots.
Yeah, no morals, no honor, no love for their fellow citizens. I think Tony has exactly the right idea. Make yourself a neighborhood watch group. Defend each other, non-aggression, just defense. That's the way we move forward. Stay with us, folks. More on the other side.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll do the week in review very shortly. I'm having some technical problems here, but we'll get these sorted out within a minute or so, and we'll get right back on top of things. Let me remind you, folks, the technology and the just sheer technologic miracles that are pulled on a daily basis here at the studio to bring War Room, The Alex Jones Show, and American Journal to you live across the internet, across radio waves, and on television. It's truly spectacular, and it's all funded entirely by our audience. We have no big corporate sponsors. We have no pharmaceutical companies filling our back pockets and telling us what to think. No, we only have you, and if we don't uphold our commitment to you to bring you the news you need to know in a timely manner, then you won't support us. If you feel like we have upheld our end of the bargain, we do hope and we beseech you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us to continue this really revolutionary mission that we're engaged on. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and you can take advantage of our incredible sales. 50% off the pure turmeric extract. That's the same active ingredient that's in Bod Ease. Now, Bod Ease is sold out. That's a a real favorite, fan favorite of InfoWarriors and myself. I love bodies, but while that's still being refilled, you can take advantage of the 50% off the pure turmeric extract and get it in that extracted liquid form. And that's 50% off right now. So please do go take advantage of that, as well as the lung cleanse. That's 50% off in a little spritzer bottle that you just spray right in your mouth. And there it is. The Ultra 12 is 50% off. The DNA Force Plus is 25% off. And DNA Force Plus is only 25% off while others are 50. But the ingredients in DNA Force Plus are of such high caliber and are so difficult to obtain that the price is a little bit higher. So actually that 25% off is a huge, huge discount for that product. And again, that is one that we hear callers all the time calling in and just raving about and telling us all sorts of, you know, semi-miraculous recoveries they've made or effects that they've experienced with DNA Force Plus. I'm not making any claims here. I'm not a doctor, in case any attorneys are listening. I'm just telling you what I've heard, and that is that DNA Force Plus is really a miraculous supplement and well worth the money. So take advantage of the fact that it is now a quarter off, 25% off. A quarter of the price is removed for you, and it's selling out fast. So if you want to buy that, you got to do it quickly. Once it's gone, it's gone until we can obtain those exclusive ingredients to build that incredible supplement, DNA Force Plus, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I want to go back out to your phone calls while we work behind the scenes to get ready for the weekend review, which I will be doing because it's a tradition, and we stick to tradition here. Let's go to Jeff in California, who wants to talk about unity. And then there's a couple words that I don't understand. Magnus Panvidia? Well, what does this mean, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, Harrison.
Pleasure good morning. To be on. Absolutely.
Hey, so Magnus Panvita, he's the blue leader or top Boogaloo guy that's been on the Alex Jones
show. Okay. Right.
Recently. Yeah, so I could feed into that. But what I wanted to talk about was unity, since I think that's so important at this time. And I think it's been something that Alex Jones has been keen on by having on the Antifa leader, by having on the Boogaloo, both the Boogaloo representatives in Dunn and in Panvita. And I think that, we're looking for solvency. We're looking for some way to have a solution to some way combat the new world order, but not just with ourselves, the listenership of this show, but with getting these other groups involved.
Sure.
And I think that would be so influential to stand next to good justified Antifa actors, standing next to justified Boogaloo members in the streets with the Alex Jones show. And that may in some way be able to captivate the middle ground that we need to be able to some way enact a real change, since there's no way that we're going to be able to fight them. We have to outthink them. We can't, if we fight them, we're fighting ourselves, right? We're fighting the police, we're fighting soldiers. And that's just going to be, give justification to the new world order to crack down on us if we use violence. And so what I wanted to key on was what the Boogaloo leader, especially Dunn, was saying, was that he likes to go into government buildings with the Boogaloos to antagonize the police, to antagonize government officials. And he thinks that's in some way going to achieve his objective occupying a building unlawfully. And I think that we really need to denounce that. While I want to have the Boogaloos on our side, while I want to have Antifa on our side, we have to know that the cops, even if they don't want to listen to us or they don't agree with us, we can't ever attack them. We have to try to educate them peacefully, but we can't get in their face. We can't yell at them. We can't tell them that they're stupid or, you know, trying to suppress our movement or anything. They're just doing their job. They've clocked in. They're wearing a uniform, and that's it. So Alex Jones really didn't just hammer on that no, we can't go and just yell at the police and tell them that they're stupid. It doesn't make any sense. I think if we're having a protest, and we should, we have to have some sort of protest. We still have to be getting out there as we move forward from the 6th. But if we do it, it needs to be a big celebration. It needs to be a big educational movement. We want the police there. The police there is great. That's going to provide us security. But no way can we antagonize them. We have to follow the law at every – we have to be so careful to be following the law and just to get our message out with unity from these other crowds. Because Alex Jones, people hate him. People call him trash. People won't even listen to him. They call him misinformation. But when he has Penvita on, when he has Dunn on, as somebody that's putting a rainbow flag up behind him, and then the guy comes on and he's given complete time to say all his thoughts, that's what we have to do. That's what's going to expand this audience to really make a true populist movement beyond Trump, beyond Republican Democrat, to just a human movement, which is what Alex sees on and what I think is so persuasive of what he talks about. So I just wanted to get that out there, that we can't fight the police. We have to have the police on our side. We have to be the blue line. Yes, there are bad actors within law enforcement, and they need to be educated and right. taken care of. But we know that that's very minuscule, and it's overblown by the mainstream media.
Right, and at the end of the day, it's about the people who are giving them orders. I think, you know, we've been pushing a little bit here. Maybe we need to push it a little bit more. To me, Jeff, the thing that brings everybody together is nationalism. When you uphold your national identity over everything else. It doesn't matter what race you are, you're an American. It doesn't matter what religion you are, we're all Americans. It doesn't matter if you're a cop or an Antifa member, don't you care about your country and your community? And can't we all come together and fight the outsiders? Can't we all come together and fight the globalists who are trying to rip our country apart? And even, you know, when you have, you know, obviously all this rage about the $2,000 checks and why are we sending so much money overseas to foreigners? And it's like, you know, all these leftists and liberals are saying, well, you know, why don't we have our money? We need to educate them. Well, because your money as an American is going to foreigners. So if we can stop that, if we can cut that out, if we can understand that it should be America first, then we can all sort of get what we want, or we can all come together under this singular umbrella without all of the division driving us apart. So to me, if we're looking for a unifying message to bring anybody and everybody of whatever group you're a part of, can't we all just say that we're American and that we love America and that we as Americans have a obligation to look after each other? And a lot of people don't believe that. I mean, they hate America now. They hate their fellow Americans. But to me, that's the unifying message. What do you think about that, Jeff?
That's so true. That is very true, Harrison. Everything you're saying is accurate. The problem that we have is that people won't even listen to us. Right. They won't even watch. If I send them the link, they won't watch it because they have been indoctrinated by a very persuasive, very intelligent and rich mainstream medium to just denounce all Alex Jones, denounce all InfoWars. Do not listen to them. They are trash. That is not a intelligent perspective to take, but it's just, it's been instilled in these people. And
yeah. And then later, what we say comes out and they're all like, oh, well, we learned this. And it's like, you should have been listening to us the whole time. Oh, it's so frustrating. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root, We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal on InfoWars.com. Two sort of traditions we have inaugurated here in about the month since we began this show is the Daily Dispatch, where I try to give you a little digest of all the day's top stories so you can get it all quickly in the morning and sort of be up to date by the time lunch rolls around. And the other inaugurated tradition is the Week in Review, where we take a slightly longer, slightly slower, more zoomed out bird's eye view of what has occurred in the past week, because things move so quickly these days that it's like what happened last Saturday is old news by now and we forget. And yet when you take all of these individual stories that seem to roll on like an avalanche on a daily or even hourly basis, when you take them all and you read them all back to back, you get a much clearer picture of exactly what's going on in the world and specifically in America. So I'd like to do that now. This is your Week in Review for the week of January 30th through February 5th. First, we start with the ongoing fallout from the January 6th event at the Capitol with this headline from CNN. Investigators struggle to build murder case in the death of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Yes, what has been revealed, what has been reported on InfoWars for a while, is that there was no fire extinguisher to the head that killed Mr. Sicknick. No, he died of an unknown or unstated medical collapse during this Capitol riot. In the statement the day after the insurrection, Capitol Police said that Sicknick had been, quote, injured while physically engaging with protesters and collapsed as a result. However, that is not true, and they're incapable of building a murder case, try as they might to frame the Capitol protesters as murderers. Also in this, so essentially what that means is that the only person to actually die as a result of an attack during the Capitol 6 event was Ashley Babbitt, who herself was shot in cold blood on video from feet away without a warning shot, without the slightest attempt at de-escalation of any sort. An unarmed woman with both of her hands occupied looking down at the floor was shot in the chest from mere feet away. The news this week, investigators recommend Capitol Police officer face no criminal charges for the lethal shooting of Ashley Babbitt. So Ashley Babbitt gunned down in cold blood, by the way, after police who had been guarding that door vacated the area and allowed them to break the windows and get through. This entire thing was a blatant setup. The only person killed as a result of this was Ashley Babbitt, herself a longtime Air Force veteran. She was then smeared as a domestic terrorist and told she deserved it by the very same people that chant all cops are the B word. By the way, the impeachment is ongoing. Donald Trump said he will not be testifying on his own behalf as the Democrats wanted to get him to. And of course, all of this was centered around the absolute baseless conspiracy theory that he somehow orchestrated the insurrection coup at the Capitol on the 6th. But now Time has come out with this story, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. That's right, folks. They say there was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. So there you go. If you say that you think the election was stolen, prepare to be called a domestic terrorist and perhaps removed from power if you're a senator or a congressman. But they will, at the same time, at the very same time, use Time magazine to brag that they did, in fact, rig the election. They say their work touched every aspect of the election. They got states to change voting systems and laws and helped secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. So there it is, Time magazine bragging about the cabal, about the conspiracy that changed the laws and allowed the election to be stolen. They say that's why the participants want the secret history of the 2020 election told, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. That's right, folks. What I just read to you is not an Infowars.com conspiracy theory that they would call dangerous and violent and want us put in jail for expressing. No, this is the people involved bragging about it. So therefore, it's good. That is your latest update with the impeachment and, of course, the inspiration for that impeachment, which was the January 6th protest, which was predicated on what the New York Times and others will call a baseless, foundationless conspiracy theory. And yet they'll brag about it to your face at the very same time. So what else has been the fallout from this? Well, Nancy Pelosi has called for a 9/11 type commission on Capitol riots. She called for the new commission in a letter addressed to her Democratic colleagues. The letter also urged the passage of an emergency bill to fund additional security for members of Congress, including measures to improve travel safety, while members were reminded of the trauma and resilience resources that were available to them. Oh, the poor millionaires got a little bit spooked by the boogeyman that they invented, and now they're going to create a 9/11 type commission. She says, quote, given the seriousness and ongoing security threats facing members and the Congress, it is clear that there is a need for an emergency supplemental funding bill to meet institutional security needs, she said. It's also clear that we need to establish a 9/11 type commission to examine and report upon the facts, causes, and security relating to the terrorist mob attack on January 6th. That's right, folks. Burning down a city block in the name of a career criminal, that's peaceful protesting. Wandering around the Capitol when you were invited in by the Capitol Police, that is a terrorist mob attack. It gets even worse. And I know I don't need to tell you this. Kevin Carroll, who served as a senior counsel to the Secretary of Homeland Security and chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. So this is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee and a CIA and Army officer, says we must ruthlessly hunt down our domestic terrorist problem. He says, quote, we ruthlessly hunted down foreign terrorists after the September 11th, 2001 attacks, and we must do the same to their domestic equivalents. He's not the only one. Former CIA counterinsurgency officer urges the U.S. government to use war tactics against domestic extremists like those who stormed the U.S. Capitol. That's right. Your grandmother, who was going to protest the blatantly stolen election and participate in one of the largest political gatherings of American history, she is a domestic terrorist, must be ruthlessly hunted down, and according to yet another CIA officer, they must use war tactics against her as an extremist. Robert Grenier, or Grenier, who served as the CIA's station chief for Pakistan and Afghanistan in 2001, wants the U.S. government to use war tactics like those used in Afghanistan and Iraq against domestic extremists, like those who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. That's perfectly fine, right? Nothing dangerous with that. And folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's barely the beginning. When we get back, we'll get into some more calls for treating American citizens like domestic terrorists, including using or proclaiming that American symbols like the Gadsden flag are in fact domestic terrorist symbols, and those who wave them must be prosecuted as such. Are you ready to face 10 years for a sticker? Well, some people already are. Stay tuned.
InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure, it's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're doing our week in review as we go over all of the various stories of the week. Nancy Pelosi calling for a 9/11 type commission, a CIA officer and former Secretary of Homeland Security and chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee says we must ruthlessly hunt down domestic terrorists, that is, people who question us or dissent from the orthodox. You also have a former CIA counterinsurgency officer urging the U.S. government to use war tactics against domestic extremists. Once again, when I say domestic extremists, read white people who don't like globalism. That's essentially what it means. Capitol Police Chief also says the U.S. Capitol needs a permanent wall to protect Congress. In a statement on Thursday, Pittman said the security of the Capitol building must include a permanent fencing barrier, a barrier similar to the one halted by Joe Biden administration on the U.S.-Mexico border. That's right. Our Congress, no longer a house of the people. It is now a house of oligarchs separated and cannot be approached by the poverty-ridden rabble like you and I. Now, who are the people that we're talking about? Of course, we heard last week John Brennan mention things like libertarians. You have white nationalists, whatever that means, and now we have USA Today writing this, and Christian nationalism is a threat, and not just from capital attackers invoking Jesus. That's right. Christian nationalists, Christian nationalism, libertarianism, freedom itself is now grounds for domestic terrorism, and you will be prosecuted like Al-Qaeda. Canada has joined the chat. Canada labels Proud Boys a terrorist group on par with Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Jack Posobiec reports this as a fallout of January 6th and beyond. Trump supporter in Pennsylvania stopped by the TSA over a facial recognition match that tagged them to the January 6th event. They were pulled aside and interrogated by TSA because of that facial recognition match. That's what you get for peacefully protesting in Biden's America. But it gets even worse. Twitter troll faces 10 years in prison for spreading vote by text hoax. Douglas Mackey of West Palm Beach, also known as Ricky Vaughn on Twitter, accused of conspiring with others to spread election misinformation, aka posting a meme. He posted a meme telling people that they can vote by phone in a clear joke. And if you don't understand that it was a joke, you probably shouldn't be voting anyway. But it doesn't matter. He has now been charged and faces 10 years in prison for this offense. 10 years in prison for a meme. While Republicans go on and on about China, it's like they don't even realize that what's going on here is Orwellian to the largest degree possible. And it goes on and on. A judge ordered Cowboys for Trump founder to remain in jail through his trial. While most Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters over this year were not only released without bail, they also, most of the time, weren't even charged and allowed to continue about their business, sometimes being arrested multiple times in a single week because they just kept getting let out. Not the case with Trump supporters. A judge on Monday ordered Griffin, the Cowboys for Trump founder, charged with participating in the January 6th insurrection, to remain in jail pending trial, agreeing with prosecutors that he was a flight risk and posed a danger to the community if released. The reason for this? His refusal to recognize the legitimacy of the election. That's right. Political persecution and legal consequences being kept in prison because he does not accept the baseless dictates of his corporate masters. Speaking of, Tucker yesterday revealed that Bank of America handed over customers' data to the feds after the Capitol riot. Bank of America searched through their customers' data for purchases that may have been related to the Capitol protests and handed their private information over to the Fed. So it's not just big tech working hand in hand with law enforcement to crack down on dissidents. Now the banks themselves are getting involved. Moving over to the government and military side, last Saturday, Pentagon purges advisory boards of Trump loyalists. That's right. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that he was deeply concerned with the pace and extent of recent changes to membership of department advisory committees. Yeah, the pace and extent was too extreme, so he went ahead and just purged them all instantly. Does that make a lot of sense? Of course it does, if your goal is to purge conservatives from the military because you're planning on having the military fire on American people and you want to make sure there aren't people in positions of power that would resist such an order. The Washington Post writes, guns are white supremacy's deadliest weapon. We must disarm hate. In other words, we've always wanted to get rid of guns. We desire a defenseless population. And now we'll just tack on the words white supremacy and know that the sheep-like masses are so dumbed down, they'll actually go along with it. And go along with it they are, with House Resolution 127 being presented to Congress to, quote, provide for the licensing of firearm and ammunition possession and the registration of firearms and to prohibit the possession of certain ammunition. We have for a long time been telling you about the statements being made by people who desire to take our guns, the desire to call us domestic terrorists, and the desire to bring the full weight and violent action of the American government against patriotic Americans. Now it's not random leftists on blogs. It's the people in power putting forward resolutions to carry out just that. Biden Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin once again orders a military-wide stand down to, quote, address white nationalism and rid military of, quote, extremists and racists. Once again, these are simply the code words that they know that they need to use in order to condemn and politically persecute libertarians and people who actually enjoy freedom. So they just know all they have to do is say extremist and racist, and all of the very dumb American public will give them whatever power they want and not think twice about it. The Pentagon did not clearly define what makes one an extremist or how they'll deal with extremism among ranks. It's because they're going after everyone who doesn't and isn't willing to fire on the American people. Lloyd Austin also stripped several hundred appointees of their posts on the Pentagon advisory boards over the weekend. We have an exclusive from Breitbart as of yesterday. Special forces warned against using certain symbols that were deemed extremist or racist. And what are they? Well, they're things like Pepe the Frog. Army Colonel Mike Henry, deputy commander of the Special Warfare Medical Group at Fort Bragg, made this announcement 2 days after President Joe Biden was inaugurated. Henry, quote, told us that if anyone gets caught wearing, buying, selling, affiliated with, or in any way, any of these things that are on the list, the first thing he's going to do is chapter us out of the Army. The second thing, he's going to handle the investigation by sending it over to the DHS. He didn't quite outright say we'd be arrested, but he did use the word detained. These symbols that will have you arrested or ejected from the military are things like Pepe the Frog, the cartoon meme, three percenter symbol, which is a symbol of the American Revolution, as well as a number of others such as QAnon, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the National Social Club, the Boogaloo Movement, the Sun Wheel, or an ancient Norse sun rune, the Celtic Cross, the OK hand symbol, the Archangel Michael Cross, the Norse Algis rune, and the nuclear symbol, believe it or not. So, yeah, folks, what makes you an extremist racist worthy of being purged and perhaps jailed? Well, you made the OK sign, and we think that that means that you are a racist. This might not make any sense in the mind of a thinking patriotic individual, but that's not the ones making the decision. The ones making the decision are progressive watchdog groups, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Anti-Defamation League. They're the ones who will tell our military and our law enforcement what is and is not allowed. And like the pets they are, the law enforcement and military will carry out those demands with aplomb. This is the world that we are in. Oh, by the way, the new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is also banning the Gadsden flag on military bases, citing its, quote, shift in symbolism. There is no shift in symbolism. The Gadsden flag speaks for itself. It's about freedom and self-reliance. The symbolism hasn't shifted, but the entire country has, and that's illegal now. You have to rely. You have to be dependent. You have to be subservient or else.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we'll finish up with our week in review here in this final segment of American Journal. We've just heard about how the military is purging itself of anybody that dares actually show loyalty to the founders of this country or may have things like Pepe the Frog, the Proud Boys, or the Oath Keepers, noted organizations that have never participated in domestic terrorism or even anything that could closely be described as that. But that's not the point. The point is the SPLC and ADL hate these groups. Therefore, the military and the law enforcement must carry out their orders because that's what it says in the Constitution, right? I'm pretty sure that's what it says. But there are some groups that are a little bit wary about what's going on here. They're worried about a little bit of overreach. The LA Times writes, facial recognition may help find Capitol rioters, but it could harm many others. Interesting. In the aftermath of a riot that included white supremacist factions attempting to overthrow the results of the presidential election, are you scared yet? It's communities of color that are warning about the potential danger of this software. It's very tricky, said Chris Gillard, a professor at Macomb County Community College and Harvard Kennedy School, Shorenstein Senator Visiting Research Fellow. He said, quote, I don't want to sound like I don't want white supremacists or insurrectionists to be held accountable, but I do think it's because systematically most of those forces are going to be marshaled against black and brown folks and immigrants. It's a very tight rope. We have to be careful. Look, I don't want to sound like I don't want white people prosecuted and persecuted and have all of the government target them. I'm just worried, what if some black and brown people might get mixed up in that as well? That's the real concern. Thank you so much for looking after our civil liberties, sir. AP reports it as well. Activists wary of broader law enforcement after Capitol riots. Wow, you're just giving a blanket, right to all of law enforcement and the military to just go after anybody that opposes them and claim that they're domestic terrorists. But what about the brown people? As federal officials grapple with how to confront the national security threat from domestic extremists after the deadly siege of the U.S. Capitol, civil rights groups and communities of color are watching warily for any moves to expand law enforcement power or authority. They say their communities have felt the brunt of security scrutiny over the last two decades. Yeah, that's pretty true, because we're going after the Muslims and other people like that. But here's the thing. We were against that at the time. And can you possibly imagine arguing against the things that we argued against after 9/11, the things that were justified, the constrictions and destruction of civil liberties? We're sitting here watching this be carried out. We're raging against it. We're saying this should not be happening on American soil. Can you possibly imagine if we said, because what if they accidentally target white people? Yeah, use it against the Muslims. Use it against the browns and the blacks. We're all for that. Oh, but what if it accidentally hurts white people? Could you possibly imagine if that was the case? So this is why it infuriates me so much, is because the entire time we at InfoWars have been decrying this absolute abuse of power from all Americans and for anybody that it targeted, because it's wrong for the government to have this much power. Now, these people are very concerned about this much power not being used against white people. It's completely backwards, racist, inside out, inverted chaos nonsense, and they expect you to go along with it. Oh, but don't worry, folks. The officials, they've looked around, they've done their investigation, and they can assure to you that there is no Super Bowl threat amid the rise of white supremacy. Whew. Oh, thank God. You know, this boogeyman that you invented is not going to attack the Super Bowl. I think we can all rest easy knowing that the fabricated threat that you have pulled out of thin air and are now using to justify your massive expansion of violations of civil liberty, it's safe for Super Bowl Sunday. Thank goodness the imagined threat is not going to get us on Super Bowl Sunday. But of course, a SWAT team did have to forcibly remove a bunch of Antifa and Black Lives Matter who took over a hotel, assaulted a manager, and dominated an entire city block with hatchets and other weapons. But that's not domestic terrorism. Trust me, I'm with the ADL. Let's move on, shall we, to COVID-19, because the WHO experts this week were in Wuhan investigating the initiation of this virus and where it came from. That's right. They visited the Wuhan market to hunt for the virus origin. Any sickly looking pangolins around here? Any three-toed sloths with a dry cough we need to be worried about? We're going to get to the bottom of this thing one way or the other. So they're investigating that Wuhan market. Of course, they also did investigate the origins of the market at the Wuhan lab. No, sorry, let me rephrase that. WHO experts who are investigating the origin of the virus visit a lab in Wuhan. A lab. It's a lab that they're visiting. Of course, it's not, they don't phrase it as the epicenter of the virus outbreak that was doing research funded by the NIH in cahoots with Bill Gates and Fauci to perform highly risky, not very secure gain of function research on the bat coronavirus in this exact lab, the only one in the world that was doing such research. No, it's just a lab, and they're going to work very hard with the World Health Organization to destroy these baseless conspiracy theories that we're spitting. Other COVID news, scientists this week ominously warn that COVID is reducing fertility to a massive degree. Sperm concentrations reduced by 516%, mobility by 209%, and sperm cell shape was altered by 400%. That's natural, right? That's not a consequence of meddling in the genetic code of viruses. No, no, no. It's a normal average bat virus that also apparently makes you infertile. The good news is COVID infections are down 44% in the U.S. and 30% globally in 3 weeks. Wow. 3 weeks. What happened 3 weeks ago that could have caused this? Certainly it wasn't the inauguration of Joe Biden. Definitely the COVID panic wasn't some sort of political lever that the globalists and world organizers were using in order to get their agenda forward and incapacitate the American economy. No, definitely not. It's just one of those miracles, just one of those Joe Biden miracles, one of those Black Lives Matter miracles. COVID basically going away now. Everything's opening up. Of course, 3 weeks before it was shut it all down. We must remain inside our homes. We must not open up the economy. Joe Biden takes the oath of office. Suddenly everywhere from New York to Chicago to LA to everywhere in between is opening up back to business. It's vital that we open up this economy one way or another. What an interesting change that was. China rolls out anal swab coronavirus test, saying it's more accurate than the throat method. I'm not even going to comment on that, except to say that passengers on flight to Beijing reportedly taken to a hospital for mandatory anal swab. So you think you have a choice? Sink again, pants down, bend over. Welcome to China. Gateway Pundit reports police take traveling woman into mandatory COVID isolation in Canada, not telling her family where they're holding her. So this person, and at least this has happened at least one other time this week, travelers to Canada separated from their family, taken to an undisclosed secretive camp where they're being held on suspicion of having COVID-19. Salem, Massachusetts also rolling out a requirement for restaurants to track and trace their customers. Delta expanding biometric digital ID testing for domestic travelers. Sweden and Denmark joining the U.S. in issuing immunity passports. And Dr. Fauci says that we will not be reopened at all until we reach 70 to 80% vaccinated. Of course, now only 2% of Americans have been vaccinated. At this rate, suffice it to say, it will be years before we're ever allowed to open up. 5 years to 10 years is some people's guess, because they're totally controlled psychopathic morons. Of course, the vaccine that we have to rely on, that we're waiting for, that is the only thing that will save us. Well, you can still test positive after being injected with it. In fact, they don't even know if it works at all. And you have a 1 in 3 chance, or perhaps a 2 in 3 chance, according to some reports, of having a serious side effect or reaction. That won't stop people like the United Airlines CEO saying mandatory vaccines will become what most companies do. And we told you that would be the way they would roll it out since about this time last year. Merck, however, has stopped their COVID vaccine rollout, saying studies show people are better off just catching the virus and recovering. And then yesterday, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki came out saying yeah, you're still going to have to wear the mask. So you still have to wear the mask. You still can get the virus. You still can transmit the virus. You still have to stay on lockdown, but you have to get the vaccine. And we're going to issue digital biometric passports to make sure that you do, folks. This is the New World Order. We have entered into it. We are now fully in their grasp. Everywhere from domestic terrorism to COVID-19 to the racial aggravation, it's all on one singular lane directed right towards your enslavement. Alex Jones begins right now.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.